gotta make a change.
It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat, let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes.
And we're back to the Agitator's Asylum. This is your host, AJ, the Agitated One. Season 3, episode number 5. Finally, you guys, this is not my first time saying this. I probably done made this introduction about 30 times over the last couple of months. I've tried to record this podcast, just always erase it. But I love when I have situations, when I live a little, and I'm able to come back with some real topics. So Tupac talking about changes, change where we eat, change where we live. I've been working on that last couple of weeks. On and off for the last couple of months, I've been working out, but I haven't been consistent. So I went out of town, went on vacation, and I wasn't in the shape that I wanted to be in. So I got pictures, but I don't like the dad bod or whatever. You know, I'm still in pretty decent condition. You know, I can go outside and do my workouts fine. I just got to change the way I eat. You know, I got to change my diet. Haven't done that yet. Like I said, I'm back working out. Just like I said, not consistently, but I've been feeling good about my workouts. Just not feeling good about my diet, obviously, but I got to break that. I got to find a way to get over these urges and my cravings for bad food, even alcohol. You know, I got to slow down on that, because that's a huge reason why I gained some of the weight that I gained. I just about 2 days ago got off social media. All of my social media, well, most of my social media accounts, because I guess if you count certain things, you know, but the main ones. First one I got off was Instagram. Second one was Facebook. And I made sure to log out of my Messenger as well, because, you know, back in the day, those are two different entities. And it even gives you an option to keep your Messenger going. And I was like, nope, because I don't want any messages. That's one of the things that was overwhelming me about social media. I'm already scrolling. I'm already following thousands of people, and I got a few followers, and I got people sending me messages. So I'm trying to keep up with what they're sending me, and then they're trying to keep up with what I'm sending them, because I'm bombarding them with videos and whatever too. And then we have conversations, and I'm like, man, I just can't keep up. So I was like, okay, I'm about to get off. And the reason my homeboy Adrian, shout out to him. He said, man, in a couple of weeks I'm gonna take a break. And I said, okay. He said, you should do it too. And I've been thinking about it. I think about it every day. And I was like, but I got the podcast, and the times that I do post, I use social media as my advertisement. You know, it's free advertisement. I want you know, people to know that I'm dropping. I don't want to text them. You know, I want to just, hey, I dropped. And I'm probably going to end up texting people. People that I know don't mind listening to my podcast. I'm probably going to be like, hey, I dropped the episode. I'm not on social media, just in case you want to listen or want to know. So no excuse there, really. I just, you know, obviously when I get back on social media, I'm going to say, hey, guys, I dropped 5 episodes or whatever it is. By the time I get back on, go catch up. But I also talked to somebody else. I was looking for one of my friends on Facebook, and I was like, I just saw them the other day, and I seen a post, you know, that Job posted a picture of him. I was like, let me go check on my friend page. And I looked, and I was like, hold up, can't find a page. And then I was like, well, you know what? Most people don't log out of Messenger, so let me check Messenger. I found him on Messenger. I said, hey, you know, hope everything good, you know. And I was like, I see Facebook said we were friends. And the person was like, oh, nah. It was like, nah, I just deactivated my page. I said, I just needed a break. And I'm thinking the same thing. And they was like, you should do it too, you know. I mean, I was like, yeah, it's been a while since I've done. They said, trust me, you just need that break sometimes. And they said, do it. So that person kind of encouraged me to do it. So shout out to them. And so now, like I said, no Facebook, no Instagram. Everything's deactivated. No TikTok. So now people are sending me TikTok videos. And I'm just a couple of days ago, it was people in some of the group text messages that I got going that were saying, yo, y'all sending me these videos, but I don't have TikTok. Like, I can't open these pages. You know, I'm not about to sign up. And I said, so darn, if I close down my TikTok, which I did, I deactivated my TikTok. I said, I'm not going to be able to get videos. People are going to have to either like screen record it, or they're going to have to find it on YouTube or something. And then I got X or Twitter, and I deactivated that too, or logged out of it. I think I just deactivated it. So no social media. Normally I keep Twitter up. Normally I will keep X or Twitter up, and I, you know, because I don't use that as much, but I still like to know what's going on. And I don't follow a lot of friends on Twitter. Y'all probably heard me say that before, so it's not as bad. But I will dive deep into it because I don't have nothing else. But I said no, I'm getting off everything. Not get off YouTube. I watch my interviews. I watch my, you know, my battles. I watch certain movies that's up that I haven't seen in a while. Whatever, you know, I use that every day to watch videos, whatever. But it's not as bad as me scrolling on social media. But I'm taking a break again. That's a big step for me because I haven't done it in a while. The first time I did it, or at least one time, I stayed off for almost a whole year. So I can do it. I can get used to it. I'm not. I am nosy just like most people. It has become a huge part of our lives, obviously. But I want to be able to do stuff. I'm still going to take pictures. I'm still going to record videos. I'm still going to do what I do. I just hope that I don't let it consume me, but I don't lose my passion for wanting to take pictures and stuff. Because if I go out of town again, obviously I want to take pictures. I want to record just in case I post, or just for me, obviously. But I still, when I get back on social media, yeah, I might slowly start posting, you know, video stuff, because I don't want to stop doing that. I still like people to know what I'm doing. Let's be honest. I mean, like I said, I'm addicted to it in a way. And then sometimes I just, you know, you do stuff. I remember back in the day, we used to take pictures. I used to think about how cool the picture was, but I was like, no one can see it. You got to come here to see it. You got to, you know, I got to make you a copy if you need it, if it has something to do with you, or you got to be at somebody's house that has a picture. But I'm like, no one's going to see it, but now everybody can see it. So it's not always important, but, you know, that's how we got used to it. You want people to know what you're doing. You want people to see you doing good. You want people to know if you got, you know, some people don't mind sharing the bad stuff. Some people should overshare, I think. But anyway, but I want to be able to live without having to worry about it. Like, next time, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know when I'm getting back on. I'm pretty sure before some of my upcoming big vacations, I'll be back on. Be back on social media. So, you know, but I just, like I said, I just need a break. It's a big step for me to do it again. I'm not sure how long it's going to be, but I'm hoping that it helps with, you know, me wanting to read more instead of scrolling. I'll be, you know, turning pages, make me more focused on my work, make me more focused in the house when I need to get stuff done, spend more time with the kids. Not be as distracted when I'm out, because if I'm out with the kids, you know, when they're off playing or we sitting out eating, after a while, I'm picking up my phone, I'm scrolling. Now, the moments that we actually get to sit down at a table together and eat dinner, honestly, man, I'll fix the kids' dinner and I'll let them eat at the table, and I will go sit in the living room with the TV. Because if y'all ever heard any of my old podcasts, one of my favorite things to do is to get a good meal and sit in front of the TV and watch something commercial free. So I'm on Netflix, I'm on Paramount, I'm on something, and I'm watching a show or a movie, and I'm completely enjoying my food, and I'm fussing at the kids because they're talking too much. You know, I don't mind them talking because, you know, it's okay for them to be social with each other, but they be playing. But I'm like, if you go sit at the table with your children, you won't have that issue, at least not as much, because I'm sitting there and they'll be a little bit afraid to act up. But I'm distancing myself. So I'm showing my kids that it's okay for me to go in there and watch TV while they're here eating together. I'm making them eat together, but I'm not. I have a huge issue with that. So I sat down. So I almost did it the other day when I came in, but I sat down with them and we ate together. My wife was home. She fixed the meal or whatever, and we sat down together and ate. And it feels good to do that. It's five of us. We need to do that because the kids are going to get older soon. They're not going to be here as much. So I need to stop. You know, when I eat separate from them, you know, like when we eat at different times, obviously I'm not going to sit at the table. I'm going to probably watch TV and eat. But when we have a chance to eat together as a family, that's what I need to do. And I need to stop leaving them in the room by themselves. I just, you know, think, okay, you got a meal, you're eating, you're not doing without. Okay, I'm gonna go over here and enjoy myself for a minute, because I've been, and a lot of times I do need to do it. I probably just need to wait till they finish or something, so it won't feel like, okay, we didn't eat together, and I just keep doing that. Like, we're eating at the same time, I might as well just eat with you guys. But I be looking for that break when I have to, like, you know, helping them with their baths, helping them with homework, a little extracurricular activities, taking them outside. Like, okay, I need a break now. But I still got to realize that we're family, and we need to treat each other like family. And a lot of at different aspects, like pray together, we eat together, we, you know, we go places together. We, you know, I'm constantly with my kids, especially summertime. So they're constantly with either me or my wife. So we need to spend quality time together, not just be around each other. So I'm hoping this break helps me with that. I need to take a break from TV too. I need to limit myself. I am a sucker for those ads that come on, that pop up. That's how I got into the Dad Gang hats. But that's a good thing. I love Dad Gang hats. That's bomb. It's not a bad investment at all, in my opinion. But I bought the little, like, stopwatch type little clock thing. I don't know what it's called. But I bought like three of them. So I got one in my garage for when I'm outside exercising and I want to time myself, or I want to, especially when I'm boxing. Because now I got something other than my phone. Cause I use my phone for music. I don't want to use it for a timer and music. I was like, you know what? I'm going to use this right here. I can click it, turn it on, bam, hit the button. And then it goes off and I, you know, finish my boxing round or my jump roping round or whatever I'm doing. I got two more in the house. I got one in the kitchen. I only have it in the kitchen because it's this kind of, we're trying to work on the kids with how slow they eat. That's why I don't like them playing. Because I said, when y'all go to school, y'all don't have, but I don't know, 25, 30 minutes to eat. Whatever the time, like, you don't have a lot of time to sit there and play. You need to eat. So you need to learn how to get time, because if you're playing, you know, whatever, it's not going to be good for you. And I use it most of the time for Trey when he's practicing reading, and the kids when they're doing work. So I said, okay, we're going to do 30 minutes of this. And that's most of what it's for, too, try to get him used to being on a timer when it comes to certain stuff, because he takes tests. He's not a good test taker. And eventually Nick is going to be taking those tests. And, you know, Reagan, she's about to go to school. And I got another one upstairs in my office. So the times that I do go up there, I'm going to kind of try to put myself on a timer. Like, okay, we're going to work on this for this amount of time. You know, whenever I do get organized enough to be like, okay, I'm going to go in my office. I'm going to read, okay, for 30 minutes, cut the time on. I'm going to work on this right here for an hour, you know, whatever it may be. And try to time myself with certain things and stick to it. I might not make a full schedule. That's not the way I am. That's not the way we do. Some people got a full schedule for their whole day. That's their life, though. You know, I need to. My wife makes a schedule, but it's not usually like a whole day list of things to do. But I need to work on that sometimes, though. I need to, like, make a task list and, like, every task, like, assign a time to it. Like, okay, I need to go outside and exercise. I got to watch for that, you know, but like I said, I need to stick to a certain time, because I'll go outside for a 30-minute workout, but I'll be outside for an hour because I'm cooling down. I'm still listening to music. Then I sit. Once I cool down enough, I sit down because I'm tired, which you shouldn't do. But I sit down after I kind of, like, my heart rate goes down and I'm, you know, trying to cool off. I'm sweating and I'm trying to chill. I'm trying to recover, but I'll sit down and make it worse because now I'm scrolling. So now I don't have a reason to sit out there and scroll anymore. Like I said, I need to cut TV time. I need to give myself, hey, AJ, one or two shows a day. You need to pick a time at the end of the day, maybe in the middle of the day, or maybe not at all. Because I will sit there and binge watch a whole show. And I need to do more binge reading. I need to start paying more attention to the news or some type of educational documentaries. Spend more time with the kids, quality time with the kids. Do more read, like I said, definitely do more reading, do more studying, do more research and things that I know I need to get done, or I know I need to do. Do more budgeting. Just so many things I can be doing with my time instead of making excuses or falling short because I just didn't feel like it. So I'm hoping I can make these changes. Therapy, shoot, we need to get back in the church. Like I said, I never stop praying. We do bedside Baptist. I don't do it as much as I used to. Like, for the last couple of months, I actually kind of just stopped. I watched, Word Tabernacle Church, I think last week, a week before last. But nah, I've been kind of off of it lately, man. I just gave up one day. I think I went to church. The bad thing about it, I think I actually went to church, and I think when I came back, like, the next week or week after that, I just was like, I don't even watch anything now. And it's recorded, so I can go back and catch it later. But I don't. And that's another thing. Like, even if I don't watch it on Sunday, all these interviews I'm constantly watching, I'm always looking for a new interview, looking for a new comedy special, looking for something new to watch. When I'm shaving my hair, when I'm in the bathroom getting ready for the day or going to bed at night or whatever, I'm like, I'm constantly watching something. And I find any excuse to watch something. I can be cooking, I'll cut something on. If I can be washing dishes, I'm cutting an interview or something on, something to watch. I don't have any excuse. Any excuse at all. It's more time in the day than we know. I mean, we know how many hours in a day. But I was telling my therapist, I said, I waste so much time. Because I said, when I'm off 2 or 3 days at a time, I can't necessarily sleep because I got to get up with somebody and get them ready. Trey in summer school. The kids got swim practice. Reagan got dance. It's something to do almost every day. Trey got, an extra reading program on the weekends when I am off on the weekends. Trey in summer school right now, his last day is tomorrow. He still got, like I said, he got to prepare for his reading class on Saturday at the college. Like he has to be ready. He got a lot of work to do. He got a lot of reading to catch up on, and he got to do the online work. So it's plenty to do. It's plenty to do. And that's just the kids' lives. I ain't, my life, my wife's life. We trying to do stuff together. We got other family members. We trying to do stuff. We trying to plan and be a part of things. I'm missing parties. I'm upset about because I can't get off and because somebody already off at my job. And I'm, stressed about that because I really want to go celebrate my cousin's 40th birthday coming up. And I'm like, man, what's going on right now? But I've like I said, I've been having a great year. But it's time for a cleanse. It's time for a purge. It's funny because my cousin Marquise and Terrell texted me right now. Marquise said he just went through his whole phone. He had about 300 contacts. He said now he just purged his phone. He got about 100 contacts. And he said eventually he probably about to go through them. He said I might not end up having but 10 contacts by the time he go through the hundreds, so, which is funny. But, I know he exaggerated. But no, but he said he just cut down 200 unnecessary numbers out of his phone. Most of them probably don't even work no more. Just people he just don't talk to. He said he probably text a few people to see if they're still necessary. He said they don't have the number or they don't hit me back. He was like, I know what it is. So, look, he made me want to do it because somebody texted me about 2 days ago and I was working. I was about to get off work, so I was trying to do something. And sometimes when I see you text me, if I know I can't answer you, I will leave the message unread so I won't forget it. So I was like, okay. But I read the message and I was like, usually when this person texts me, they want something. I was like, I don't feel, and I said, I might not feel comfortable doing or answering the question, but I said, hold on, but I'm gonna come back to him. But I forgot until the next day. I said the person's name when I was telling the story. I said, oh shoot, they gonna think I ignored them. It's funny, when I sent the text message explaining what happened, I did exactly what I didn't want to do. I checked the message and forgot to go back to it. And I really forgot, I didn't ignore them. I really forgot to go back to the message. And the person completely, I explained, and the person completely ignored me. And I said, either they mad or they really needed something. And I didn't answer. I don't know what it was. I was like, because I normally don't have my phone on. I turn my read receipts off. So you can't see if I see the message most of the time. On Facebook, you probably could, but I ain't up there now. But I turned that off last week or something. I was like, man, let me turn this off. I don't like people knowing I'm reading messages because I don't want them to think I'm ignoring them if I can't answer them right now. But that's why I try not to answer or read it if I know I don't have time to respond, So what is whatever. If that person don't never write me back, I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm gonna delete their number, I'm gonna block them. Cause I'm like, hey, you ain't even around no more. So I'm just gonna go ahead and get that's how you feel. If you mad at me, I get it. You might got the right to be mad. I'm gonna go ahead and get rid of you and I'm gonna go through my phone. And it's a few people that ignored me when I send them text messages. Now I ignore people sometimes too. But I normally respond. But if you send something stupid, I'm like, I'm not even responding to that. Oh, hey, do what you got to do. I'm going to start blocking some of y'all. Oh, I'm just going to erase your number. Or, a lot of numbers, I'm like, I got it if I need it. Sometimes I'm like my cousin Terrell, he just said he's a hoarder. He's like, man, I'm a hoarder with numbers, man. I said, me too, because I'm like, you never know if I got your number and you one of the people that don't had the same number for the last 20 years. I'm not going to, I had my number for the last 20 years. You don't change your number a lot. I'm probably going to keep your number just in case I need it. Even if we don't talk a lot, I know if something happened, I might still want to reach out. If I know I want to know something, I still be like, hey, such and such, just still your number, call them. Hey, what's up? So, but still, I got a lot of unnecessary numbers on my phone that I need to purge. I got thousands of emails I need to go through and clear my emails out. I just got clutter everywhere. I got online clutter, yeah, phone clutter. I got mail upstairs I need to shred and go through and read. I just, a lot. And you just keep letting it pile up. And the reason I was like, I need to get off social media, the reason I need to take a break and change stuff, because I get overwhelmed and don't do anything, and I won't do anything at all. Clothes piling up. I won't let the dishes pile up for some reason. They'll pile up for a minute, but I'm watching them. I don't like doing laundry. So when you don't like doing something, you really don't feel like doing it, you know, you'll let it pile up. But I know I can't because there's five of us in this house, and the kids can't do their own laundry. And my wife can't do all this work by herself. So I was like, okay, I got to do it. And just got to do it. You realize it's something to do every day. That's why I got to put myself on time. I got to be more disciplined. Just do it. I get up, like I said, I get up 4 o'clock, go to work. I don't want to get up 4 o'clock on the days, my days off if I don't have to. But I might need to start to get up at least 5 o'clock, get up time early so I can get these workouts out of the way, get my reading out of the way, get stuff out of the way for myself. And you heard me say this before too. We'll see with these changes if this really works. I hope so. Because I'm going to be honest, man, last night, like I said, with me doing these changes, you know, you kind of, you part of changing is disciplining yourself, fasting from certain stuff, and taking breaks from certain things. So I was like, I wanted something last night that I had to, I got denied. I'm going to say that. I got denied, and I was like, shoot, what am I going to do? I felt a certain way because I really was like, okay, I'm taking a break from certain stuff. I ain't taking a break from everything. But apparently, I guess it's going to be, I'm going to be fasting and taking breaks for more things than I expected. And I responded the right way, but how I was feeling inside was not how I responded. I was like, I felt hurt. I felt lost. I felt like almost like cried. I just help me right now. Please just help me. I need help. And I got denied. I was like, oh, but I was able to shake it off. I ended up falling asleep and I felt way better when I woke up. I just felt so much better when I woke up. And I was like, well, I still was thinking about it and I still felt a certain way, but I was like, I don't really have a right to feel this way. It's understandable, but I handled it the right way. I didn't express how I expressed myself verbally, but I did not express myself in a bad way. I was like super positive. I was super understanding, but inside I was like, no, just go with what I'm saying. Just do. And I was like, oh, and that's exactly how I'm about to feel. When I change my diet, it's going to be people cooking fried chicken. We're going to be going out to eat, and I'm going to be eating salads. So I'm not going to deny myself everything, but when I change my diet, I'm going to have to, like, deny myself, like, eating so much, and I'm going to have to, like, slow down with the drinking, and, oh, man, it's going to suck. So I got to fill my time with some positivity. Like I said, I start denying myself TV. That's going to freaking hurt. I'm like, oh. Man, like, I want to watch TV, and I'm sitting there, and the TV going to be sitting there, I'm like, ugh. Like, I'm going to have to do something to get out of the house. I'm going to take the kids to the park. I'm going to have to go outside. I might have to do 2 or 3 a day workouts. You know, I might have to be like, all right, man, I done worked out once, and I got to go outside again. I got to read this book. You know, if I get tired, I'm like, if I put in enough work, I might earn myself a nap. I want to earn my naps. If I'm going to take a nap, I want to earn it. As a matter of fact, I want to earn sleep at night. I want to be like, okay, I done enough stuff today where I feel like, okay, I have the right to be tired. You know what I'm saying? I can go to sleep now. I can rest knowing that I had a full day. If I take a nap, a lot of times I take a nap just because I want to. If the kid's straight and I got about 30 minutes to an hour where I can nap, I'm laying on the couch because I get tired. But another reason I get tired because I eat so bad. And that makes me that makes you extra tired because now I don't have the energy I should have because I'm eating greasy food, I'm eating fattening food, I'm overeating, and you know it was good, but then when I get that feeling, I'm like, oh, but then that nap feel good too, but it don't feel good if I end up laying down on it, and then now I got acid reflux, so it's just so many reasons why I just need to purge and cleanse my body and cleanse my mind and. you know what I'm saying, help my soul. Man, it's going to be rough. Right now, I'm feeling good. I'm going to be honest with you. This right here is helping. This is therapy for me, some of my therapy. I'm not fiending for anything right now. I mean, like I said, I haven't changed my diet. So, like, the diet thing, I'm not fiending for it because I'm still kind of eating what I want. But eventually, that has to change. If I get into these workouts, and these workouts, I'm going to be honest with you. Over the last couple of years, anytime I'd have had some amazing workouts where I'm sweating, I'm tired, I'm sore, I'm doing the workouts and I feel like I'm doing them right. The workout feel like it just feel like a workout. I done had no workouts where it feel like, yo, my body should transform overnight. That's the type of workouts I try to do when I go in my garage. My body should be changing overnight. It don't work like that, but it feel like that's the way I think. Sometimes, like, man, if I get 5 good ones like this in, man, my body should be looking amazing. But I'm eating like trash. It's not going to show on the outside. I might be a little bit more conditioned, but it's not going to show the way I want it to show. But that's how you feel. You know, when I was talking to my wife about, you know, changes I need to make and whatever, and I was sitting there, and she was like, what have you done? And I really didn't answer the question because it hasn't been a long time yet. But when I got off social media, I felt like, man, that's such a big change. I feel like, but you know, change takes time. But when you make big changes in a day, you feel like that should me getting off social media, feel like it should cover like 2 months. And just me getting off should cover 2 months of changes. Like that's major. I didn't tell my wife I got off social media. I don't even know. I think she probably know by now. She tried to send me something. But I don't know. We haven't had a discussion about it. So I'm like, because I wasn't making an announcement, you know, just to a couple people. You know, if you know, me reading, me, all this, some of this stuff, you'd be like, man, it's only been a couple weeks. But, man, I feel like for some stuff. And I feel like, man, you want a reward for something that it hasn't been long enough. You haven't put in enough work. For stuff, and I feel bad when I feel that way, because I'm like, I know it's only been 2 days since I've been on social media, but it's such a huge accomplishment just to even consider deactivating and actually doing it. I feel like I should get major points for that, but that's not the way it works. Can't do 5 workouts and expect me and my body to be just changed overnight into what I want it to be. I can feel good. I can be more energetic. I can feel good about my workouts. 5 good workouts might show some results, you know, something that I could tell. Like, I might be like, okay, you're getting a little tight there, you know what I'm saying? Everything, you know? But change takes time. And I just pray that I have the time to make the changes and reap the benefits from the changes. But learn discipline. Learn how to maintain the discipline. Not get complacent, because I get complacent. Be like, oh man, shoot, man, I done lost. If I lose 30 pounds, oh, look, I'm about to go eat me about 5 burgers, man. I'm gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying? My body ain't gonna change that quick, but your body will turn around. I'm older, about to be 40. That my body will turn around so quick, especially if I drop off of working out. I might be able to maintain it, but I cannot just go back to, you know, like overindulging again as soon as I reach. You know, some, because I get just a little bit, I lose 10 pounds and be like, shoot, man, I'm good. I can eat a little bit right now, go back to my diet. Not the way it works. It has to be, I have to be strict on myself. I got to do better. And I think, you know, it's funny right now, my homeboy Travis, shout out to my boy Travis Blackston, man. He is texting me right now. He is texting, I've been waiting for it. He said, hey, man, what happens to your messenger? he got the nerd to make a smart comment talking about Tiny took your phone. You know what? Yo, I tell people all the time, if I got friends and we can't roast each other, yo, we ain't friends. If I can't talk trash, if I come around you, it's certain stuff we shouldn't say to each other. But I'm like, man, if we can't talk trash to each other, man, we can't be around each other. We can't. Now, if I talk trash to you, I really, really love you. No homo, no, forgive me for that. I ain't trying to, you know, get canceled and I ain't even got no followers. But No funny stuff, no, none of that, man. Like, I got a love for you. We got a good relationship. If I could talk trash to you, we got a great relationship. And I tell people, like, we probably toxic with each other. It's probably a toxic relationship. But no, like, we can joke on each other, but eventually we can be serious too. But it's just that I know I can joke on you. And we can make light of things that we probably shouldn't be, but I like to call it the Marlon Wayans effect. Marlon Wayans, and he ain't the only one. You know, you got Kevin Hart saying laugh at my pain, but you got Marlon Wayans that laugh and stuff. You be like, yo, bruh, or he make comments. You be like, bruh, what in the world were you thinking about when you made that comment? He don't care. He's like, I'm gonna laugh. He ain't the only one. A lot of comedians say, you know, we laugh at our pain. We laugh at stuff. We joke about stuff we shouldn't. The job I have, we have dark humor. We hear a lot of, you know, bad stuff, and we might make jokes about certain things sometimes just to get through the day. It ain't to be mean. It ain't to really talk about people. Sometimes it's just to get through the day, and sometimes, like, it's what we do to get past some of these bad moments, and then we move on to the next thing because unfortunately the world don't stop. So anyway, this was episode number 5 of the Agitators Asylum. I didn't mean to keep you guys that long. I hope you got something out of it. I'm about to start answering these text messages. So, cause I knew they were coming, cause I knew somebody was going to realize, like, yo, I cannot find my bro on social media and let them know what's going on. So, yo, I hope y'all, you know, will stay tuned and get ready for episode 6. Thank you.